Welcome to Tune In Tales, storytelling for kids on KDLL. Today's story is Giraffe Trouble by Jean Craighead George, read by Sally Cassano.
A lioness roared from the lake shore when Cam was born. The calf's stately mother paid no attention. She was a big and powerful giraffe. She could protect Cam with her long legs and sharp hooves. She could knock down a lion or a hyena easily. And she was protected by friends. Four alert mother giraffes were in the woods guarding the giraffe nursery where their calves and Cam lay. The mothers watched for lions and hyenas, cheetahs and angry hippos. Cam was 6 feet tall at birth. No sooner had her mother licked her dry with her 18-inch long tongue than Cam got to her feet and nursed. A few hours later, she stepped out of the nursery to look at the world. Cam was utterly fearless. This worried her mother. Fearless calves often do not grow up. They need to be wise as well. The rainy season had just begun. The grasses were a fresh spring green. Herds of zebras, gazelles, and wildebeest grazed all the way to the mountains. Thousands of them fed on the grasses. Not her family. The long-necked giraffes found their meals high above everyone else. They relished the leaves of the trees. Cam's family wandered in a loose herd from woodland to woodland. They had no special territory. Giraffes are sweet and peaceful animals. They are also very smart. They see trouble and avoid it. Cam's herd drank at the rhino wallow, not the lake where the lions lived. Lions attack young giraffes. Fortunately, after she had seen the vast savanna, fearless Cam stayed close to her mother. At least she did so for 3 months. Then she developed a craving for the buds of the combretum trees that grew along the lake. One day when her mother was eating acacia leaves, Cam smelt the tasty combretum. Fearlessly, she strode off to find them. She walked past the lion pride. The lioness opened one eye. She did not stalk Cam. Even a little giraffe can kick hard. She would wait until Cam lay down to chew her cud and rest. Cam galloped up to her favorite trees. She lifted her long muzzle to the tasty leaves and tore them off with her flexible upper lip. Her long tongue reached out and whipped the leaves into her mouth. She ate and ate. When she was stuffed, she walked to a patch of grass. Cam got down on her front knees, then her back knees, and finally rolled comfortably onto her side. She lay perfectly still. But the lioness saw Cam. The calf was an easy meal. She was lying down. The lioness got to her feet. She took to the rain-damp grass. They did not rustle when she walked through them like dry grasses do. In utter silence, she stalked Cam. Along the lake lived a community of sharp-eyed birds. The flamingo saw the lioness. As one, they all stopped swinging their beaks in the muddy backwater and stretched up their necks. Kabunk! They screamed out the flamingo alarm cry. Cam opened her eyes. The cry alerted the ducks. They too saw the lioness, honked, and took to the air. Cam lifted her long neck and head. The ducks alerted the flock of Egyptian geese. Wind from their big wings bent the grasses. As they flew off, Cam saw the lioness. It took mere seconds to lift her rear end, get to her front knees, and stand up. That was too long. The lioness was in the air, coming toward her like a missile. Out of nowhere came Elo, the old bull giraffe. He slashed down on the lioness with his razor-sharp hooves. The lioness rolled into the dust, gained her feet, and sped away. Cam galloped back to the nursery. Her mother greeted her by curling up her long lip over Cam's nose. She did not scold Cam. Wise youngsters of the wild learn from mistakes. Cam was now both fearless and wise. Her mother gently rubbed her head against Cam's. Her calf would grow up after all.
Hear more Tune In Tales at 9 a.m. every Thursday on KDLL.